Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff or management of this station or its advertisers. No More Secrets is a production of the Ace Alexander Group in association with No More Secrets Media. All rights reserved.
Thank you for joining No More Secrets with Jay Latrina. We will explore all secrets concerning every issue of your life. Every family has a secret. It may be poverty, molestation, rape, unforgiveness, prostitution, abuse, depression, rejection, abandonment, adultery, witchcraft, warlock workings, domestic violence, stalking, child support issues, or anything that's not like God, which is Antichrist. We will discuss the unresolved issues, the unmet needs, and unhealed hurts that cause many of us to have identity crises. No more will the enemy hold our past over our heads. No more will we hang our heads in shame for our past failures. No more deceit. No more lies, no more pride to hide behind, no more secrets. It will bring total healing and wholeness to you and your family's lives. If you tune in to hear gossip, you will not hear it here. I make no apologies to you. You've tuned in to the right place, right on God's time. Welcome to your Kairos moment. We will walk you through your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Prepare to be made whole.
I send this song out to those struggling with low self-esteem, especially to those absentee fathers. Go reconnect with your sons, with your daughters. I came to remind you, there is a king in you. It's an aristocratic. The goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a King in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no king living in you? My inner king, and I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king.
I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you.
There is a king.
Forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king in you.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Amen. Thank you and welcome to No More Secrets with Jay Latrina. What a beautiful song. And it's so befitting for what our topic is on this evening. Isn't that right, J.F. Love, my co-host?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is an awesome song, and it is a privilege to be here with you and friends once again. I'm telling you, I feel the anointing in this station already. There's an anointing here tonight, and
Hallelujah.
We just believe that men all over this country, all over this nation, and women as well are going to be blessed and ministered to tonight. So I'm just enlarged by what God is about to do. I just want to encourage you, if it's all right, to call somebody and tell them to tune in to this station, WIGO 1570. God has some tremendous things he wants to do tonight. Praise God.
Amen. And we also want to welcome another station that has taken this show on, and that is the Christian Jukebox. I thank God for them. And also, let's see, what is the other one that is Collabo Music Radio, 247radio.com. I thank God for them. We're going to discuss tonight our topic, which is men ministering to men. And we have with us in the studio a few godly men that are celibate, and we have a virgin in the studios with us. And I know for some reason the world and some church members think that that's unheard of. Well, we come to tell you that's a lie. There are some godly, mighty men. Isn't that right, men in the studio?
All right, yes.
And did you hear all that bass in here?
Baritone is in the house.
Amen. So I want you to give us a little background on a man that is keeping himself. And then, as a matter of fact, all of the men in the studio are single. So, you know, some people might not understand that that is what's meant, you know, when you're unmarried and celibate, that you're not having sex. So could you give me a little bit more background, J.S. Love, please, sir?
Yeah. Well, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, which is a scripture that I love to read. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. And even the Apostle Paul began to speak and admonish his son Timothy. He said, Timothy, flee youthful lust. And it's a natural tendency, it's a natural propensity, it's a natural inclination to have lustful desires. And we, you know, you're born with that. We're going to have desires in our flesh. Our flesh is going to desire things. But as you become a man, you learn how to wrestle the control away from your flesh as you become a man. So the thing that we want to deal with tonight is becoming a man, and how to become a man, and how to be a man, and to dispel the misnomer that all men are dogs. And I want to just Amen. Reverse that curse. Men are not dogs. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. So tonight is going to be meaty. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be informative. It's going to be even provocative. It's going to be thought-provoking. So one of the things that I think, I said provocative. let's deal with the real deal. Let's deal with it. And one of the things I solely believe in, and that is that it's time for the church to come out from behind the four corner walls and deal with some real issues, deal with some real things. And there's some things that God allowed me to go through and allowed me to experience. He allowed me to go through periods of intense temptation. I mean, almost on a daily basis, to the point that I thought I was about to lose my mind. And the devil didn't care if I was a preacher, an apostle, prophet, bishop, pope, whatever. It mattered not. But God allowed me to go through that so I can learn how to deal and understand the natural desires in my body.
Amen.
In my flesh. So this is going to be good tonight. Very, very good. Very informative topic. So I'm encouraged by what God's about to do to his people and for his people.
Yes, and we understand that it is the month of March, which is Women's Month. And I'm doing this show to honor the women, because the women need to hear from the men what they really need from them as a form of support with them trying to walk upright before God. And we have the first person that's coming up, and they're going to come up after break, but I've got to tell you a little bit about this person. His name is Daniel Oldsby, and he is the virgin, and he doesn't mind telling you that he's the virgin, but he's coming back with a poetic response to that in just a few minutes. Thank you for listening to No More Secrets with Jay Latrina.
No More Secrets with Jay Latrina is a production of the Ace Alexander Group, sponsored by Airplay 360, the ultimate e-zine for today's independent, spirited artist, Airplay360.com. The call-in numbers are 404-361-1570, 404-361-1571, and 404-361-8843. If you'd like to be a sponsor for No More Secrets with Jay Latrina, please call 404-384-2779.
This is Governor Ralph Biggins.
Where? We're everywhere. Mountain ranges, open seas. We don't just track the enemy. We predict where they're going to be. But if you ask my son...
He plays with computers and satellites.
Lieutenant George McGreevy, intelligence officer.
That's my dad.
America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com or call 1-800-USA-NAVY.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1, there are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2, GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit geico.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Uses directing.
WIGO, AM 1570, The Light.
And you're back with No More Secrets with Jay Latrina. And I was introducing Miss Minister Oldsby. He's going to, I don't know, what do you call it, spit a piece or, you know. please don't spit on the microphone.
Yeah, I'm directly in front of him.
Exactly. Just get excited.
But, hey, we're going to let you listen to this piece. But before I allow him to do this, I saw him perform. I've seen him perform before. It just blew my mind. I don't know why. I guess it was God's timing, but he stood up and he gave his testimony. He said, "Yes, I am a virgin, and if I have an attitude, yeah, that's why."
One thing the Lord loves, it's true.
That's right.
But he went on to say some other things, and I just got so tickled. But I said, "Wow, he'd be perfect for this show." So I just thank God for being able to meet him. So, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Daniel Oldsby.
Listen, sweetie, everybody know how fine you are. But deeper still, sweetie, do you know whose child you are? You a child of the Most High, so if you don't mind, let me ask you why you feel like you gotta drop it like it's hot just to catch my eye now. I won't even try to lie. Yes, sweetie, I think you're so fine, but baby, it's not your pants that I want to get inside. See, I want us to take some time to get to know each other's mind. I ain't R. Kelly, so I don't slow wine, and I ain't got time for bump and grind. I don't want to lay you down. I just want to lift you up. I just want to grow in God with you. No need to shake your butt. Baby, that's just the way it is, and understand I ain't trying to shoot you down. I ain't no lame, but I must have stains so I can one day wear a crown. So you may think I'm insane, and you may think that I'm lame, but I won't jeopardize my walk with God because you're shaking that thing. You look at me like, say what, when I tell you that I ain't trying to cut. But I won't jeopardize my walk with God because you're shaking your butt. I don't want them goodies. Well, let me stop lying. I do want them goodies, but I don't need them because my soul been bought by God. Talk about me, criticize me. You may even think that I'm odd, but I'm soul out, show enough trying to hold out. Gave my all to God, and if you don't like it, you can dun 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 it, roll out because your game is ludicrous. You obviously think that I'm new to this, but I got to maintain the pure mind frame. I just don't have time for this chit chat, flipping your tongue like an acrobat. But I gave my all to God, and I don't care if your backside is fat. I'm not looking for that thing because Jesus makes my heart sing. I'm moved by the love of God, so I just don't have time for these silly things. You drop it down to the floor, but baby, don't be no don't jeopardize your walk with God, but rep them everywhere you go. I don't care what they think about me, and I don't care what they say about me. No time to fool around, I'm heaven bound as long as I got G-O-D, J-E-S-U-S. I put his love into the test, he passed it, surpassed it. His love has everlasted. I made a vow, and I won't take it back. No fornication in the back of the lack. Escalade, I'm not amazing, I don't care if you shaking that thing. Yeah, you sexy in that FUBU, but clothes don't make you. Who can do you like the Lord? Do nobody, baby, your body may be fine, but I just can't give mine up. I can't lose my mind for a little good time. Can't mess life up to get the cut. So I don't care if you twerking, and I don't care if you flirting. Yes, I'm almost 29 years old, and yes, I'm still a virgin. And not a born-again virgin, but a showing up all the way virgin. So I'm a little stressed, y'all. Pray for me. Not rich in material, but spiritually I'm splurging. And every day they scuffling, why every day I'm hustling. To live right, fight to fight, run the race and shine the light. I can't get my swing on until I get a ring on. And baby, I'ma keep it locked until that day I buy a rock. But Lord Jesus, she is fine as H-E-L-L. But ain't it funny when we say our women are fine as hell? Because based on what I read on scripture about hell, if you fine as hell, that explains why we slipped and fell. Because we were obviously bound in a lustful jail cell. But thank God Jesus came to pay my bail. So now I dwell in him and life is swell in him. So don't understand but overstand. This is the code that I live by. If you can't respect that, get gone, fly your way. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Good God.
You got a little scared when I talk about the hell part.
Okay, and you know, we're going to go to break, and we're going to talk with Minister Daniel Oldsby when we come back. Thank you for listening to No More Secrets with Jay Latrina. No More Secrets with Jay Latrina is a production of the Ace Alexander Group, sponsored by Airplay 360, the ultimate e-zine for today's independent, spirited artist, Airplay360.com. The call-in numbers are 404-361-1570, 404-361-1571, and 404-361-8843. If you'd like to be a sponsor for No More Secrets with Jay Latrina, please call 404-384-2779.
Family and friends, it's time to come together again. When you think of your family and friends coming together, think of Family Reunion T-shirts, home of the $5 T-shirts, located at 3446 Midway Road, Decatur, Georgia. We will fill any T-shirt order. Does your organization need caps, T-shirts, or other items to remember an event or special day? Call our friends at Family Reunion T-Shirt. You'll be glad you did. Call them at 404-284-4018 or toll free at 1-877-267-4018. They'll ship your order to you, so visit them on the World Wide Web at FamilyReunionT-Shirts.com. When it's time to come together again for those special occasions, think of Family Reunion T-Shirts, home of the $5 T-Shirts. Call them today at 404-284-4018.
Hey Atlanta, turn on the light every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. with the bad boy of radio, Captain Kirk, on WIGO AM 1570. Brought to you compliments of Kingfish Promotions in association with Island Gold Promotions.
ATL, this is the bad boy of radio. Turn the light on every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on AM 1570 WIGO. Brought to you compliments of Kingfish Promotions. Don't miss it.
If you're looking to start your weekend off right, look no further than the C Room. It's the place to be on Friday night. The C Room is the most popular Christian entertainment venue in the Southeast. That's right. All roads lead to the C Room Gospel Cafe. 4815 Courtney Drive in Forest Park. The C Room has hosted the most renowned national award-winning artists such as Shirley Murdoch, Brian Courtney Wilson, Christopher Lewis, Trinity 5-7, Canton Jones, the Anointed Pace Sisters, Darlene McCoy, Vashawn Mitchell. And if you're an aspiring gospel artist, you can jumpstart your career at the C Room Gospel Cafe. The C Room is a Southern Christian venue. Friday night, doors open at 9 p.m., showtime at 10. Visit us on the web at c-roomcafe.com.
WIGO, AM 1570, The Light.
And you're back with No More Secrets with Jay Latrina and Minister Daniel Olby. That was a mouthful, and I just received that comment on Facebook. And if you want to chat with me, I'm Jay Latrina on Facebook, or you can go to the No More Secrets with Jay Latrina fan page. I do welcome your questions and your comments. Now, we have a caller on the line, and we want to discuss what just went down here in the studio. I think Jeff Love said we need to pass the offering plate.
Yeah, we need to pass the offering plate around for that, brother. I'm telling you. I was hoping to get my groove on.
Yeah. You know, he does have a track that goes with that. You know, you just pop in your head. Okay, do we have the caller? Caller, are you there?
Yes, how are you doing? This is Fred Stewart.
Hi, Fred Stewart. Where are you calling from?
Mississippi.
How are you, Fred? I know you.
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Did you hear the spoken word piece?
Frederick Stewart.
Frederick Stewart. I'm sorry. Did you hear the spoken word piece, though, before you called in?
No, I did not hear. I was just getting out. I heard just a little bit of it.
Just a little bit. Well, it was awesome. So tell us what's on your mind, sir.
Oh, nothing much. I just want to get into it about basically something that I've recently decided to do. And I've always been a big person on youth and developing young men. But recently I was convicted of only giving a lot of care to just the more masculine men.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids that will be, I'm a former football player. So the kids that I have, like, good, great athletic ability or whatever, I'm the one that's kind of drawn to them. And I'm also a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do notice is a lot of feminine guys in choir that I've played for or have been around, and I've been in the industry for a while. You know, just looking at it, there's a lot of feminine guys. So what I decided to do was to not talk about them, but decide to go ahead and help mentor some of these feminine guys so they can see a man. And just be able to look at, have like a man to just see and, you know, just, the, you know, how to, you know, some people are, all they do is talk about him so bad. He's like, okay, well, he's a feminine dude or he's automatically gay. But still, they need people in their life. They need, basically, they need adults, male adults that are actually doing something for the Lord, that are really, really trying to do something for the Lord. And I get tired of it. I know a lot of people do, of people just talking about them. And I used to be the one to talk about them. And I used to be the one that, oh, yeah, he's gay. Automatically, I just look at him and he may be switching or something like that. I'm automatically like, oh, he's gay, you know. But I was convicted this year.
Mm-hmm.
But don't talk about it. Just do something about it. So I decided to get the young men, like some young men right now that I'm actually talking to, and you would be surprised the way they got there. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have never been molested, and I won't say I have been or even tried to, you know, come at them like that. Like I've been through that. However, what I can do is I can show him how a man is supposed to be.
Amen. Amen. And that is what we're talking about tonight. The elder men are to teach the younger men. And we thank you so much for that. And thank you for your call. And we're going to go to our next caller. Amen. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Good night, my dear sister. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Dr. Robbie Warren.
Dr. Warren, how are you? Are you
very well?
Are you in Las Vegas?
You got to say that whenever. I am in. Let me make clear. I'm in Oakland, California.
You are in Oakland, California. Okay, listeners, that's an inside joke. He was in Las Vegas last week, and I actually misspoke something. I was on Facebook reading something and talking at the same time, and I came back from a break, and I said, Robbie Warren's going to talk to us. He was talking to us about sex, and he wasn't talking about that. And unfortunately, he was in Las Vegas, and they consider that Sin City. So we've been laughing all week about that. But that is not what he said. I am clearing the air on that one. He did not state that. And we do need to get your information because we played your song last week. And it's, what did you say, it was cdbaby.com. And what is the name of the project?
cdbaby.com/CD/ Robbie Warren. Robbie spelled R-O-B-B-I. And, of course, space Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. And the title of the CD, singing CD, is Lord, I Love You.
Amen. And thank you so much for your call.
And I appreciate you straight it out, and also love you and keep up the good work. And I pray that
love
callers will support you and do what they need to do to keep you going.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, the other caller, Frederick Stewart, he made the statement that he deals with, I believe it's the proper term, is effeminate men. So what do you all think about that? Because the Bible does say the elder are to teach the younger men. So, J.F. Love?
What do we think about effeminate men?
No, he said he wants to teach them about being masculine, you know, the proper way to carry themselves.
Well, I think it's imperative that we don't find ourselves in a seat of judgment and being judgmental, because a lot of times, oftentimes, just because a person or a man or a young man doesn't exemplify the same traits or what we consider as a macho man, doesn't necessarily mean that they are necessarily effeminate. You know, I didn't play, but I tried to play football. I mean, I tip my hat to brothers that can get out there on the gridiron and play football. I tried for one day. One day only. My first hit, I mean, I could run fast, I could catch the ball, but it didn't take but one hit to realize that that was not my call. I quit after one hit. That was it. So I took up basketball. So we have to be careful as to not to judge. The Word of God says, and I believe it's St. John 7:24, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. So we have to first of all assess what's going on with that man. And not praise God. They tease me in the station, y'all. So I apologize. But we have to assess what's going on with the brother, and minister to him accordingly, as the Word of God tells us to.
Amen. Pastor.
Apostle, one of the other things that I have recognized.
This is Pastor Yavis.
Is recognized is this: in the environment that we're in, we have to not judge them because of the fact that we have a lot of single parent homes. And in the single-parent homes, there are usually females dominating in that single-parent home. And then there are sisters that are there. What I'm seeing, even in teaching in school and in church, we can't identify them just because of their mannerisms. and their characteristics, because of the fact if they grew up around sisters and aunties, daddy wasn't there, uncle wasn't there, they pick up those characteristics of their mannerisms of hands and different things of certain nature. So we have to not be able to identify them. And I begin to tell people, there are a lot of things that we would want to identify just because we look at. Just because I see you have dark lips don't mean that you smoke marijuana or you do crack. Mm-hmm. Well, you could have, but that doesn't mean you do it now. Mm-hmm. So why would I label you? They look at fingernails to be able to say, oh, okay, if I can look at your fingernails, I can tell that you've done this. Just because a man got dirty fingernails doesn't mean he worked in an auto mechanic shop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we cannot identify people like that. So when we look at the men that are feminine, even some of the young ladies that may be, if she has five brothers, she becomes a little bit more tomboyish because her mannerisms she pick up from the guys that are around her, and she may not have had that identifying factor that says, I'm a lady. She don't want to put on a dress. She want to run around with her brothers. They tumbling with her. So that's that normal characteristic. So to be able to identify, I don't think it's good for us to just judge on the outer appearance, especially because God is looking at the heart anyway.
Amen. And we thank you for that. And we're going to be right back after these announcements with No More Secrets with Jayla Trina. Thank you so much for listening.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
You know, doing a radio commercial is very exciting. I simply tell you that GEICO saves millions of drivers money on their car insurance, dash in some sound effects of millions of happy people. Oh, yeah, there we go. And you can just imagine yourself as one of them. Yep, there you are, counting the hundreds you could save year after year with GEICO. All right, people, just calm it down a bit. Who brought the fireworks?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Caitlin is a real student with big dreams.
I knew I needed help paying for college. My parents divorced when I was 3, and there's no way they could pay for it all. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher. I used to put together worksheets, and I made my friends do them when they came over. After a while, nobody wanted to come over anymore. My guidance counselor was the one who told me about federal student aid, and my mom was a big help in filling out the free application. It was a challenge, but so worth it when I got the grants and loans that made school possible. What would I tell other kids? I would tell them not to give up, to look for options to go to school. Life is what you make it. My name is Caitlin. I'm going to be a special education teacher. I'm going to live my dream.
Are you going to college? Federal Student Aid and Office of the U.S. Department of Education has $100 billion available to help you pay for college. Find out more at college.gov.
WIGO, AM 1570, The Light.
No More Secrets with Jay Latrina is a production of the Ace Alexander Group, sponsored by Airplay 360, the ultimate e-zine for today's independent, spirited artist, airplay360.com. The call-in numbers are 404-361-1570, 404-361-1571, and 404-361-8843. If you'd like to be a sponsor for No More Secrets with Jay Latrina, please call 404-384-2779. And you're back with No More Secrets with Jay Latrina, and we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Do you know who this is? This is Angela Marie Hinton.
Hello, Miss Angela Marie Hinton. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. I had to call in to reply to Mr. Daniel's Oh, my God. I can't even speak. It was so awesome.
Wow.
God bless you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Wow. I got sons his age. Of course, that touches home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate the fact that he holds himself to such a high standard. And, you know, and it's something that we don't see every day, and it's just wonderful to hear it. And for him to not be ashamed of the fact and put it out there like he did, it touches a lot of people, and I just want to tell him, go for it.
Amen. Bless you, ma'am. Thank you so much for the encouragement.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
And you're so welcome.
All right. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have two topics that we're dealing with right now, of course. What, you know, the spoken word piece that you did, and then Brother Stewart, and Pastor Davis, you were wrapping us up on that final thought before we went to break, and I just wanted to make sure you did complete that thought. And then Brother McNair, you're here in the studio, you're welcome to grab the mic, and that's all we do. We just grab the mic. We take, you know, it's like double dutch, jump in.
So. Well, again, what I was saying is that we have to make sure that we don't judge people according to what we see because of the environment that we have in the church. You begin to pick up certain vernacular. I hear certain preachers, and it's not to say that the preacher is effeminate, because he'll say, dear heart, or he'll say, sweetie. Well, just like Brother said, when you have all of the mothers and the missionaries in church, that's the common language that you hear. And what we have to do is we can see it on television but can't think it happens in church. We are sometimes product of our environment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around a lot of female entities, then therefore a lot of the gestures physically and their vernacular will begin to come out. So we have to be able to then, as the brother was saying, well, harness that, yes. Well, we have to be able to say it, and we have to learn how to do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go saying, okay, well, you just this and you just that, saying, hey, brother, you know, have you noticed? Because some people don't realize
mm-hmm.
or recognize their feminine tendencies or different things. It's natural to them because that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't attack people for them being who they are and the environment that they come from. I know a brother that has five sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I look at him and I go, wow. And then I have to think, he had five sisters growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So some of his tendency, and he is married. And but I look at him and go, but you act just like your sisters. Then I understand, because he had all of those sisters. It's not to judge him, but as the brother said, if we shy away from them, then who are we? That means that that's an insecure brother. If you can't stand in the face of a brother being effeminate, if you can't stand in the face of somebody doing who they are and being who they are, then that means you're insecure in who you are. Go check your history out.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Go check something that you
had
dealt with. I'm just being honest. Check
your history. Thank you, Brother Frederick Stewart. I mean, you provoked some, and that's who you are anyway. You're a brother that's so full of love. And if anybody, if you have that opportunity, visit his Facebook page. His name is Fred Stewart. It's actually Frederick Stewart, but on his page it's Fred Stewart. Thank you so much for that call. But back to you, Minister Osby. Yes, you're on. Because people just don't believe that people like you exist, or people like the men in the studio exist.
Right.
And you know, and I just thank God for you. I mean, I said I was laughing
Amen.
When I heard it, but I remember when, you know, when back then. Okay, but anyway, thank God. But you know, we are praying for you. We will be covering you, because the fact that you came to this station and you're being heard right now on, I believe it's 4 internet stations and 2 local stations here in Atlanta. You put that out. The enemy is going to come to try to challenge you. There's going to be some woman, and I hate to say this, but probably a man that would try. Yeah, I know. Don't if you can see the look on his face right now. But I'm just saying that spirit. But that spirit will try to come. Will try to come after you. And he's about how much do you weigh?
Bless the Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't ask that question.
It's close to 300.
So don't try it. Don't try it. He weighs about 300 pounds. But we have Brother Robbie McNair in the studio with us, and he's being so quiet, and you can't do that on No More Secrets. So turn the mic in his direction. We want to hear from you. What do you have to say, awesome man of God?
Well, I don't really have too much to say. I guess just to give you a little background about me, I've been a born-again virgin, I guess, since 2001. And 8 years, February 23rd, and a lot of people, they come at me, you know, a lot of different ways when I say, because I stand up for what I believe in, just like this brother right next to me. I stand up for what I believe in, and I'm quick to say that I don't fornicate. I'm glad to say I don't fornicate, and I'm glad to tell the finest sister out there that I don't do it, and I'll smile in her face and walk away because I don't play that, you know? So, One thing that what we were just talking about with the brothers, you know, with the effeminate tendencies, I grew up with three older sisters in the house, and I used to hear people around their age that they went to school with saying, oh, he's going to grow up to be this way, he's going to grow up to be that way. So me, I purposely set out to do the opposite, and when I purposely set out to do the opposite and started getting involved with, you know, sleeping with women and things of that nature, I knew it was something that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And after I got saved, I realized that it was a double life that I was living. I was sitting there, I was ministering on Sunday and then sleeping with my girlfriend that night.
Or wow. You know what? Let me stop you right there. Excuse me, because I want you to finish this up when we come back from break. Thank you all for listening to No More Secrets with Jay Latrina. No More Secrets with Jay Latrina is a production of the Ace Alexander Group, sponsored by Airplay 360, the ultimate e-zine for today's independent, spirited artist, Airplay360.com. The call-in numbers are 404-361-1570, 404-361-1571, and 404-361-8843. If you'd like to be a sponsor for No More Secrets with Jay Latrina, please call 404-384-2779.
Young Adults Talk is a movement and mission for young people to discuss what's on their minds and express themselves in order to reconnect with themselves, their peers, their parents, and their communities. Covered under the umbrella of Speak the Truth Ministry, Young Adults Talk is a faith-based youth and family ministry designed for our youth as an opportunity to talk on issues that affect their lives. Today's youth are at a point to where they feel their voices are not heard and valued, and that is a problem. Here at Young Adults Talk, we are spirit-filled to motivate, educate, and inspire our youth to reach for the greatness within. Join us on Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on 1570 AM, or tune in on the web at WIGOAM.com. Hosted by Roderick Williams, Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk will focus on motivating, educating, and inspiring families on various topics. There will be hot topics, live guests, and informative conversations. Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. For more information, email us at info@youngadultstalk.org.
Join us every night for evenings of candid talk about issues relevant to you. Our shows deal with politics, money, music, sex, relationships, and soon sports. All of these topics and more brought to you with a biblical perspective. Sometimes funny, even edgy, but always about bringing the love of Christ to where you are. It's WIGO AM 1570, shining the light after dark.
Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
If you're looking to start your weekend off right, look no further than the C Room. It's the place to be on Friday night. The C Room is the most popular Christian entertainment venue in the Southeast. That's right, all roads lead to the C Room Gospel Cafe. 4815 Courtney Drive in Forest Park. The C Room has hosted the most renowned national award-winning artists such as Shirley Murdoch, Brian Courtney Wilson, Christopher Lewis, Trinity 5-7, Canton Jones, the Anointed Faith Sisters, Darlene McCoy, Vashawn Mitchell. And if you're an aspiring gospel artist, you can jumpstart your career at the C Room Gospel Cafe. The C Room is a Southern Christian venue. Friday night, doors open at 9 p.m., showtime at 10. Visit us on the web at c-roomcafe.com or call us 1-877-800-6801.
WIGO, AM 1570, The Light.
Thank you for listening to No More Secrets with Jay Latrina. And And you just heard the commercial about the serum. Let me give you a little more information on that before I bring Brother McNair back in. I am the red carpet host for the Serum Gospel Cafe on Friday evenings. And beginning in April, we'll start doing the live taping for a Fox affiliate. I think it's DirecTV Channel 323. So if you all have never been to the Serum, this is your opportunity to be seen on TV. And the show will air in June. Amen.
Amen.
That's awesome. I'm just so happy for Mr. Sergio Krum. Now, Mr. McNair, you are giving us your testimony of how you have remained celibate in the church and how you said you were living a somewhat double life.
Yeah. It was a double life simply because I was, like I said, I was sleeping with my girlfriend on Saturday night or Sunday night, but I'd be ministering Sunday morning. And it just got to a point where I was just getting physically sick in my body because it was tearing me up inside because I wanted to get so much closer to the Lord. But anybody knows that if you're continuing in a specific sin and you want to get closer to the Lord, you're not going to hear from him sometimes because that sin is blocking something. And so what I did was I took some steps. I stopped listening to secular music. R. Kelly, come on, for real. You know what I'm saying? I could not listen to R. Kelly and have a positive thought in my mind. So guess what?
Okay,
R. Kelly had to go out
the window. Explain that because we're broadcasting all over the world. Okay. Some people don't understand when you say you stopped listening to R. Kelly. What was it about, not specifically him, but that type of music that you were hearing?
Yeah. Not specifically him, but it's the type. See, people have to understand that words play a role and they play a part in your life. And when you listen to certain words, you only go to church maybe once a week, twice a week, 2 hours at most you're getting the word. How much time are you watching TV, watching videos, listening to music? How much stuff is that really infiltrating your spirit? Because words have power. Mm-hmm. Words are power. Matter of fact, the Greek translation for word is actually thing. So words are things. Mm-hmm. And so if these things are spoken into your life and they're always spoken around you, it's almost like you have no choice but to be catered to whatever's on. I mean, you wouldn't listen to a John B. Key album thinking that you're going to sleep with somebody.
I don't know. Some people.
You know about Jesus?
Might
be, you know what I'm saying?
You cannot take that into your bedroom.
Some people not, but you know what I'm saying. The gist of what I'm saying. And so, you know, what we have to do is we have to take proper steps. That's what I had to do. I had to take proper steps. I had to stop listening to certain music. Mm-hmm. I had to stop hanging around certain friends. I had to be accountable for what was going on in my life and the fact that I wouldn't hear from God sometimes. And I would wonder why. And the thing would come back would just be that one thing that I was doing. And it's not that, you know, I make good money, I have a good job, you know, so I get attacked by a lot of the stuff, a lot of these women all the time. But one person pulled me aside, they said, you have to realize it's not you, it's the anointing that is in you. And that's what the enemy is trying to take out. Mm-hmm. But you have to realize that. See, I just lost my train of thought. I'm getting excited. But what I had to realize was that nobody can stop me except myself. So as soon as I turned around and I said, okay, I'm going to stop doing this, I'm going to take control of my life, and I'm going to take the right steps, then the enemy started throwing more things at me. But, I mean, it's something to laugh at now because, you know, the devil don't come with nothing new. You know, he's just going to come with the same tree. He's going to twist it around a little bit. But, you know, the spirit is out there. The spirit of perversion is out there. Yeah. So that's one thing that whenever I do minister, wherever I minister to, that's one thing that I'm always attacking is that people stop listening to certain things and they get on the right path and change their mindset of what it's supposed to be a real man.
So now let me ask you this. And I asked the question off air and I heard so many hilarious stories, but they were sad at the same time. What do you do when you go out to minister? How do you protect yourself? Because these men need to understand how they can protect themselves from not falling. Not to say that they won't fall, but, you know, anybody can just answer this question in the room because all of you are ministers in some capacity. Well, ministers, period. So what do you do to protect yourself from those type of things happening?
As far as me being approached or something like that? Well, like I said, the main thing I do is I surround myself with the Word. And when you surround yourself with the world, and you have to set up boundaries for the things that that go on. I mean, everybody sees, you know, the flyest sister you ever seen in your life walking down the street. But what you gonna do? That's a decision time. Are you gonna turn all the way around and looking at a mile, or are you just gonna keep it moving? Are you gonna keep it going? I choose to keep it going because when I see this sister coming to me, I don't see just a fly person. I see my sister. I see someone that I can minister to. So sometimes if the temptation is really there, instead of saying, hey, how you doing, what's your phone number, hey, how you doing, do you know Jesus?
Amen.
Just throw it back at the devil's face and see what he's going to do about that. Because now that you brought Jesus in the picture, now what you going to do? You done brought the Lord of King of Kings and Lord of Lords in it. You going to ask for a number and you going to sleep with it in?
Wow. Now, Pastor Yavis, you said something to me or all of us off air, and I want you to, if you don't mind, when we come back from break, if you don't mind breaking that down, the situation that happened to you after you finished ministering at a hotel room. So we'll be right back after these messages with No More Secrets with Jay Latrina.
No More Secrets with Jay Latrina is a production of the Ace Alexander Group, sponsored by Airplay 360, the ultimate e-zine for today's independent, spirited artist, airplay360.com. The call-in numbers are 404-361-1570, 404-361-1571, and 404-361-8843. If you'd like to be a sponsor for No More Secrets with Jay Latrina, please call 404-384-2779.
Family and friends, it's time to come together again. When you think of your family and friends coming together, think of Family Reunion T-shirts, home of the $5 T-shirts, located at 3446 Midway Road, Indicator, Georgia. We will fill any T-shirt order. Does your organization need caps, T-shirts, or other items to remember an event or special day? Call our friends at Family Reunion T-Shirt. You'll be glad you did. Call them at 404-284-4018 or toll free at 1-877-267-4018. They'll ship your order to you. So visit them on the World Wide Web at FamilyReunionT-Shirts.com. When it's time to come together again for those special occasions, think of Family Reunion T-Shirts, home of the $5 T-Shirts. Call them today at 404-284-4018.
Hey, Atlanta, my hometown. This is Tyler Perry here saying you got to check out my brand new show, Madea's Big Happy Family, live on stage. Can you believe that? Madea, 5 years since she's been on stage. You ready, Madea?
Yes, indeed, baby. Madea's Big Happy Family, live. If you ain't never seen me on stage, you ain't never seen me at all. Because it's uncut, it's uncensored, it ain't rated PG, PGAG. It's MADEA, that's what it's rated. You're going to love it, baby. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Get the tickets.
That's right. Hurry and get your tickets now for 2010's most anticipated stage play, the return of Tyler Perry as Madea in Madea's Big Happy Family, Thursday through Sunday, April 15th through the 18th at the Fox Theater.
Madea's Big Happy Family, you ain't ready, baby. It's a big miserable, big happy family.
Get tickets at Ticketmaster, the box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone, 800-745-3000.
Get a ticket.
WIGO AM 1570, The Light.
Thank you for listening to No More Secrets with Jay Latrina, and we're back with Pastor Yavis McKenzie. He's going to give that testimony or that incident. You know, I don't know what you want to call it, but share with us what you shared off air last week, and I told him let's save it.
Well, after preaching, did a wonderful revival. I was there several days and enjoyed the presence of the Lord. So one of the guests that were there with us, a recording artist, she and her husband was in my room. We was laughing and playing. So all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. And when there's a knock at the door, I went, okay, well, nobody really knows where I am but the people who invited me. So when I went to open up the door, instantly, the woman threw open her robe. And there was nothing on up under there. Whoa. And there's so much. And you look, and I pushed the door open so that the artist and her husband could see what I saw, that I wasn't crazy, so that nobody would know, okay, he made that up. And so, and then she runs off. But the thing is, it's sad because a lot of people have a lot of mixed up things. And I'm going to say something that I know. A lot of expectations, people think there's certain things. There are two incidents that I had that I go, what? Do I look like I'm crazy? Because of the fact that I went and preached for a church, wonderful big church, and when I preached after the service, they gave me my offering, thank God. They were wonderful in that. But then when we got ready to leave, I said, well, okay, we're getting ready to go. And then the pastor said, well, you're going with my wife. And I said, oh, okay, when you going to meet up with us? He said, no, you're her guest. I have a guest. And so I said, okay. You know, trying to figure out, oh, okay, so I was brought in. Now, mind you, they got over 3,000 members, and I'm trying to figure out, why was I brought in for the wife? There's a mentality that they have that they think in Christendom, and see, don't nobody want to talk about it. It's an underscoring thing, and one of the things I'm even writing in my book is the fact that there are a lot of secrets. You talk about no more secrets. There are a lot of secrets that people are not telling in ministry. There are a lot of things that if you really say that you want to be in ministry, you're going to have to know the behind-the-scenes stuff, the stuff where you see the preacher doing cocaine right before he go out and preach and tearing the house down, and you just saw him doing that. You get the gifts that the women send you, the candy in shapes of their bodies, and you go, what is this, the cards and the different things, and you begin to then question yourself to say, what kind of stand am I making? What am I giving off while I'm preaching, while you're singing, that it gives them the attitude, the hugs that they give, where they grind you while you hugging around the offering after the message? So again, the stand that, as you were saying, sisters, what we're asking is this. We want to be men, but let us be men. You don't have to provoke us. You don't have to provoke us. You don't have to wear this big sign. You don't have to do that. And those things that you have to gravitate to, I went with a wonderful, famous preacher friend of mine. We traveled, and unfortunately, when we got to that particular city, the host pastor and his wife said, okay, here's you all's room. We were like, no, I'm booking for her. But they booked us in the same room with one bed. Because in their mentality, they thought that just because we traveled together, that we were automatically having sex together.
Oh,
and
no.
We had to put the devil to flight, because then once the people heard that, they start calling. Well, did you know your daughter was? Did you know your son was? We have to take a stand.
That's right.
Just like my brother said, you have to take a stand. Those spirits will begin to come, and you have to know who you are. And I liken it unto the movie Fallen. When you said that the spirits you have to take care of.
I love that movie.
This movie Fallen. Those spirits transfer. And see, we're trying to be fleshy, but spirits do transfer.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I have to guard myself to keep from that spirit. I'm not super spiritual. If you find, and I know my weakness. If I see her in a pair of heels and she can walk past the altar plate, I'm done. That's why when they walk and I put my head down in the Bible and be honest, God help me, Jesus.
Amen.
She just,
amen.
We have to guard ourselves with the anointing that we have.
And I want to stress to the women, I am in no way, form, or fashion being up on you, but we need to hear from the men how we can support them in their walk for Christ, because nobody wants a man that's been everywhere, so we've got to stop giving ourselves to every man. So, I mean, and you were saying something, J.F. Love, about being visual or something.
Yeah.
I don't want to try
that,
to.
That's another thing. That's another thing that we have to understand as we rapidly approaching the end of our hour, that men are extremely visual, and God made us this way. We are extremely visual. We are turned on by what we see.
and women know that, and the devil do too. We are absolutely turned on, and sometimes even turned out. You can have us running up and down the street. Just be real with you. Can we be real? I mean, we are very visual. God made us that way because we're pursuers. He made us to pursue. He made us to go after. He made us to chase, to hunt. So with that being said, it's imperative, and as Pastor Yabas was so eloquently expressing, it's imperative that we guard our gates. We guard our eye gates.
Yes.
And we have to cover our eye gates and cover our ear gates, because that's the entrance into the soul. And as you're talking about those transference of spirits, one of the main ways that they are transferred is through the eye gates. So, yes, we are very visual. Even Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes, and I shall now look upon another woman. I recognize her. I see her. We see.
Oh,
we can see. We definitely see. But there's a covenant that we make with our eyes that we will not look upon in a mindset of lusting after her and desiring her in an ungodly way.
Amen.
Amen. It's a scripture in the Bible too. Resist the devil and he will flee.
Yeah.
And in no way am I saying that the women are the devil, but you know, we all can be attacked. We all can be possessed. I don't care how saved, sanctified, and holy you are. We can be possessed. And you know, but again, on that same token, nobody likes to be ignored. If you ignore the devil long enough, he gonna get on, because he gonna realize I can't do nothing here. Well, we mess up sometimes, whether we virgins, born again virgins, or whatever. We entertain that spirit, as you say, when that spirit come up. You know, it don't mind if I just flirt a little bit. You know, I've been found guilty of it. We probably all have. Is, well, I'm gonna flirt a little bit, and the next thing you know, you've made the struggle greater on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, why am I lusting? Because you're playing with this spirit. Well, sometimes, you know, as men, you know, we got that macho thing. Sometimes you got to run. You got to run when they would
run.
No, and then just get on.
Amen. And we thank you all for listening to No More Secrets with Jay Latrina. And we're going to come back at 9 p.m. for the second half, and we're going to go just a little bit deeper. How about that?
counting. Under orders from Dick Fury. Why come to us? Why not join him?
I tried. He had set up a special channel. It's not much. As far as S.H.I.E.L.D. knows, my quid was a traitor. He was not on the arrested. Fury was the only one to reach. And as far as I can tell, he disappeared.
Yeah, I'm with Cap. That's why. Not a serious part of the story. But a cosmic
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.